Superintendent Rob Olson, my guest for today's Newell Fonda School Spotlight. Rob, thank you. And let's start by, first of all, recognizing a couple of students who have made a major accomplishment when it comes to large group speech, as they will be competing this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday, the All-State Speech Festival in Ames, we will have Joseph Rosas and Sam Reed participating in a large group All-State Speech, which is a great honor, and they are going to participate in the short film competition for All-State on Saturday.
Good luck to both. That is a very big deal. Not too many make it to Ames, so it's a big congratulations to those two, and I know a lot of your students, too, become involved in FFA year to year, and their big week is approaching, too.
That is correct. Across the nation, everybody's celebrating FFA week, and so with lots of participation in our FFA program, we're excited for that to be kicked off, and students have been planning some great activities for that recognition as well.
Some eighth grade students busy here, or will be very soon. What's the deal?
That's right. Our 8th grade students are starting a journalism unit, and interesting enough, those students wanted to find out more about what's happening in our school. So some of them have expressed interest in some human interest type stories within the school, and then also some things of interest to them, whether that's transitioning from middle school to high school at Newell Fonda, how much time teachers really spend at school and planning for their lessons each day, how technology is being used, some of the school activities around the building, and other ideas like that. So we're looking forward to, I know I'm being interviewed today for that particular unit, and so I think there's a lot of great ideas that are coming out of that journalism unit for our 8th grade students.
Well, investigative reporting, I like it. And I know I like basketball, and Thursday night the Mustang boys will be playing, little road trip, and then your Mustang girls on Friday night again.
That is correct. With a win on Tuesday night, the girls will be playing again on Friday, and our boys start their first game of districts for them tonight versus St. Edmunds at Bishop Garrigan in Algona.
6:30 starts, and our start has now become an end. Thank you so much, Rob. Appreciate your time. Have a great one.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Superintendent Rob Olson, our guest with the Newell Fonda Spotlight, every other week right here on Mix 101.7.